It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. Small businesses looking to scale up sometimes use what are called incubators, spaces that give them access to additional resources or expertise without having to take on a lot of additional cost. New Hampshire is home to a food business incubator. It's called Creative Chef Kitchens in Derry, and owner and founder Nilima Gogumala joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what might a home baker or a catering company find if they came to your space that they might not have at home?
The most important thing that we have and the most appealing thing, I think, is the access to a fully equipped commercial kitchen. We have every piece of equipment possible that a small baker or a caterer or someone who makes their grandmother's favorite sauce or their favorite cookie, they can have access to that equipment without investing in all the kitchen stuff that they need. And they can cut their time down. You can bake a cookie at home for 25 minutes, or you can do it here in 7 minutes because of the equipment that we have. And everything is sanitized. It's clean. It's inspected. They will be able to get their product on the store shelf if they use our kitchen.
The move to a commercial production size also means walking into a larger world of regulations, insurance, basically the food business.
Right.
What can an incubator offer a person to help them negotiate that part of the business?
We start people off at the very bottom, at the scratch level. When they walk in here, they don't even have a registered New Hampshire company. So we start them off at that process. We tell them where to go to get a company registered, how to find a name, how to get their website registered. Then we have resources that we refer them to for insurance. We have our own health inspector in Derry, so we don't have to go to the state, and he will review the person's process and products and issue them a food license. It's a three-step process. When you're done with all three steps, you can just start working in the kitchen. In addition, we provide services for food testing. When I say services, we have a lot of different consultants that work under our umbrella, food testers to marketers to people who help them with ingredients, with packaging.
Since you mentioned some of the people that you work with are starting at a very early level, I wonder, do you have to sometimes have difficult conversations with someone who might say, well, I've always wanted to make cupcakes and that's my idea? And you might have to say, there are a lot of other people with that exact same idea already making cupcakes. They're already in the marketplace.
I am getting to that point. I've always been very hesitant to cut down their idea, let's say, or be dismissive in any way. I always feel if you have a nice concept, the product is generic or it's done by other people, maybe you can get into the market by altering your packaging, or maybe you have a better pricing, or you have a niche market that you're hitting. But nowadays, I am getting to that point where I want to be very open with them and say, you know, you're getting into a very crowded market. I do guide them a different way. But I also have to be careful that I don't dampen anyone's spirits. So it's a fine line.
That also puts you in an interesting position in that you get to see some of what could be the next big food ideas in this area before the rest of us do.
Yes, I do. And some of the ones that are coming in nowadays are just really very interesting, especially in the allergy fields, doing the nut-free and the gluten-free and the dairy-free. And like you said, I get to not just see what new products in the market, I get to taste them as well.
Well, that's not a bad position. Well, Nilima, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.